Where is she happy with the preparation you guys were able to install this week and the energy, the mood of the team right now?
Yeah, I am. You know, it's a lot of energy out. You know, everybody's happy about the situation we're in, and we done got in some good work so far.
Were you guys thrown off at all by starting practice on Thursday and having to deal with all the other parts of going to the Super Bowl on Monday and Tuesday?
Not really. You know, we just, you know, we knew we had a couple of days off. We knew we had to come in here and work on Thursday. It's just, you know, we came in, did what we had to do, and, you know, it's just a little change.
But being this time of year with illness and Matt Prater being ill, do you guys take an extra precaution to make sure that you're not feeling bad going into this week, going into the game?
Mainly just we let our nutritionists and trainer handle that. You know, most of the time, you know, we got guys sick like that. They know how to handle that, and hopefully we won't have nobody else sick.
Did you enjoy Brian Dawkins was here yesterday? Did you enjoy seeing him again and hearing his message?
Yeah, from a vet like him, you know, I played with him a couple of years. You know, he gave us a great word yesterday, and you know, hopefully the guys take it with them this week and next week, and it was good to see him.
Rod Smith was around a little bit last week. Have you had a chance to talk to him since you guys won the AFC title?
Man, I've been talking to Rod since I've been a Denver Bronco, and I talked to him on the field, off the field, but I talk to him all the time.
What did he have to tell you for going into this week?
We really haven't talked about going into this week. He just mainly, you know, he just mainly helped me with my craft and what I do on the field.
Has there been a different feel, different energy this week, and is it something you guys have tried to contain, knowing that you got to get the work in, you got to get prepared for this game?
I think not different really, but the energy, it's a lot of energy. You know, we just want guys to be focused. You know, that's the main thing Coach been talking about, Peyton been talking about, is being focused. You can have the energy, but you know, it's a lot. You got time, so just be focused.
Has it really sunk in? Do you think it's gonna hit you when you get off the plane tomorrow?
It haven't really sunk in yet. I know we're going, you know, and the main thing with me as a player, you know, I want to go up there and win the game. That's all I've really been thinking about. And I'm happy to play in it, but, you know, I want to win the game. And I feel like once we get there, you know, it'll sink in even more.
How do you kind of walk the fine line of enjoying it and also staying focused? I mean, how are you going to kind of, you know, remind yourself to enjoy those special moments?
Well, you know, we had some guys talk to us about that. And like Peyton said, you know, just do your normal routine, you know. If you know, stay in the house, watch film, or go out and eat dinner, you do the same thing. And, you know, I'm going to do my normal routine, like you said, and I think I'll be fine.
Thursday night, family's commitment. This is a game with the number one ranked offense against the number one ranked defense. How do you think you guys stack up in that when it's best offense versus the best defense?
I think we're good. You know, we just got to, whatever we put out there, we got to be able to execute it. You know, like you said, the number one defense, they got a great defense, and we got a great offense. And this is what you play for, so, you know, I think we'll be fine.
What do you think about the matchup if you're the one who draws Richard Sherman?
You know, he's a great player. You know, I love to have that matchup. You know, what kind of player I am. But I don't know if he'll match up, but like I said, he's a great player.